transforming power of the Holy Spirit. Miracles, signs, wonders, deliverance, and breakthrough. As the servant of God, Apostle Joshua Selman, brings you God's word with accuracy and power.
Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Father, move among us tonight in mighty ways. We pray that your power and your grace will be effectual even among us here. And I pray by the Spirit of the living God that the sick will be healed, the oppressed will be delivered. Let lives be transformed. Let Jesus be glorified. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Can you pray in the Spirit in 1 or 2 minutes? Let's just edify ourselves in this place. Pray in the Spirit, inside, outside. Chapter 1, and we'll read from verse 32. Mark chapter 1 and verse 32. Is it projected? Okay. And at even when the sun did set, they brought unto him all that were diseased, and them that were possessed with devils. And all the city was gathered together at the door. Next verse. And he healed many that were sick of divers diseases, and cast out many devils, and suffered not the devils to speak, because they knew him. When Jesus walked upon the earth, we'll be seated shortly, but just keep standing. When Jesus walked upon the earth, he announced his messiahship. And in it, he captured certain things. Number one, the preaching of the gospel of the kingdom. Number two, the healing of the sick. Number three, the casting out of demons. Are we together? Yes. These dimensions can never be taken out of the gospel. The gospel that is true must be able to save, must be able to heal, must be able to deliver, must be able to transform. The full weight of all that God is must be captured in the gospel. I'd like you to pray in 1 minute. Mention your case with every sense of seriousness and cry for a visitation. Cry for a visitation. You have come from far, you have come from near. Cry for a visitation from the depth of your heart. Touch my life, O God. Let an anointing come upon my life tonight. Let this infirmity be gone once and for all. Lift before him every issue of concern. John 16 and verse 24 says, hitherto you have asked for nothing. Outside, make sure you are praying. Participate in the prayer. For all those following online, make sure you pray. It says, ask and you shall receive, that your joy may be full. Shilakata brandegede balakatos. Zeketekete badakata pradagada baladabakotos. Sobrende hesenerikeba. Shales kemanda parutos. Sodobalahaskata brandegede beladerus. Mighty God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, please be seated. The Lord bless you. It's good to see everyone. And we thank God for the liberty to be able to still allow the Word of God, the power of God, and the grace of God find expression. We live in very challenging times. And a lot has happened, especially to the church and the gospel, but we know in the name of Jesus that the church is marching on, and the gates of hell will not prevail in the name of Jesus Christ. So we thank God for every opportunity we have to gather together, because there the Bible declares the Lord hath commanded the blessing. And tonight is our miracle service for February, and then it happens to be the first miracle service for the year. I think it's worth clapping. Let's give Jesus a big hand clap. Amen. Just to share a few things to strengthen our hearts, and then we'll pray. I thought to draw, I did a teaching somewhere yesterday, and while I was praying, the Spirit of the Lord put it so strong in my heart to share a few things that I think is very important from it, and then we'll get to pray and trust God to work wonders in the midst of his people. Many times, miracles do not last in the lives of believers because we do not discern the message that the miraculous brings. Listen, if it is true that God is the Word, then it means everything that comes from the Word must have a message in it. Listen carefully. Am I doing something wrong? Please help me sound. If it is true that the Bible declares that he upholds all things by the word of his power, that means everything that is a derivative of the Word must have a message, a word, a rhema, a revelation of Jesus Christ. Are we together? Watch this. If you work in a construction company, is it true that every product that comes out of that company should have something that represents the image of that company? Is that true? Yeah. When you buy clothes, they carry the signature of the designer label. When you buy cars, there's a little inscription. It tells you what company or corporation made that car. That means when it has to do with God, Everything that comes out of God must live with a message. So when the miracle working of the hand of God upon the life of an individual has a message attached to it. And I just want to look I want us to look at scripture very briefly to understand three very important messages that come out of the miraculous. Listen, if you are here trusting God for a genuine anointing to work in miracles, signs and wonders, then you must discern this. It's a reality that has changed my life. Most times, we receive miracles, we desire miracles, but we do not sustain the grace to understand and interpret what those miracles are saying. The first message that comes along with every manifestation of a miracle, a sign, and a wonder is a revelation of the love of Jesus. The love of the Father. The love of Jesus. Jeremiah chapter 31 and verse 3. Every time you receive a miracle, be it a breakthrough, a restoration, more than the object you have received, discern the letter that was sent with that miracle. It is the Lord speaking to you that I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with my loving kindness, I have drawn you. Listen, the first message that the miraculous brings along with that miracle is the message of the love of Jesus. If you do not discern the love of Jesus through miracles, then you have wasted that miracle. You have not maximized the benefit of that miracle. So every time a door opens for you, as an individual, as a ministry, as a business, every time God magnifies you, every time God lifts you, every time the barren rejoice with children, every time the sick are healed, discern that more than the unique miracle, there is a message. Love. Because many times, you see, the devil uses these situations and circumstances to also speak to us. And most times in the midst of pain or sickness or poverty or whatever it is, we come up with all kinds of messages that were fabricated by the pit of hell. Does God really love me? Is it true that God cares about me? Remember, that was what they asked Jesus in the boat. When they were going to the other side, the Bible says he was sleeping. The moment he was walking, you know, the boat started capsizing and it looked like everything was going to turn around. They said, "Carest thou not that we perish?" In other words, where is proof of the love you always talk about? So Jesus got up and had to defend his love. And in defending it, he said, "Shalom, be still." Every time a miracle happens to you, do not just embrace the miracle. Discern the message. And message number one is, regardless of what situations and circumstances attempt to tell you about God, it remains true that God is love and that he loves you with an everlasting love. The consciousness of the love of God will transform your life forever. We live in a world today where love is very scarce. We live in a world today where love is based on merit. But God uses the miraculous to introduce you to a dimension of his love and to remind you again that God is love. What a powerful message. The love of God, the love of Jesus, expressed not just through words, but through signs, through wonders, through miracles. When he saw the woman who had suffered with the issue of blood, when that woman got healed, it was a message. It was not just an end to a life of hemorrhage. It was a message. I love you and I care about you that much. John chapter 3 and verse 16. A popular scripture that many of us have forgotten. It says, "For God so loved the world, he proved that he loved by giving." So on that cross, he was not just a man that was dying. He was using his blood to write a letter. And the letter is that I love you with an everlasting love. Isn't it amazing how many people will say, I love you, but when it has to do with now proving it. But he did not just say, I love you. He came, went to the cross, and whilst his blood was dripping to the earth, it was not weakness. It was the sacrifice of love. I assure you, it was not nails that held him to that cross. He was the one who was holding the nail to walk in the first place. The word that upholds all things by the word of his power. He would have called on a legion. A legion. When Lucifer rebelled, it was not even God that fought. It would be an insult for Jesus to have fought. Are we together? Love. The love of Jesus should change you. It should give you confidence. It should let you know that I am the beloved. The beloved. He's not ashamed to declare his vulnerability towards the saints. This is why he seeks for every opportunity to reveal his... Listen, when you know the love of God, then it kills fear. Because perfect love has a very unique quality, that it has a defense system against fear. There is something about not knowing the love of a man or the love of God. Are we together?
Yes.
I returned this afternoon and one of my little daughters, as soon as she saw me, I was having a haircut and she didn't even mind. As soon as she saw me, she shouted, Daddy, and came with joy. And the barber had to wait patiently. Even me, I had to wait. Without asking for any permission, without saying, are you tired? She just jumped on me with joy. Perfect love casts out fear. Every time there is restraint to your advancement, there is something about the love of God you do not know. The love of God is powerful. It's not some feminist emotional thing. There is energy. There is power in the recognition of the love of God towards you. Hallelujah. For there is jealousy attached with true love. Every dimension of true love has a jealousy component. The jealousy dimension of love is what energizes defending it. When you touch someone's child, for instance, it is that jealousy component that will make the man say, ah, why are you touching my child? There is a jealousy component. So when God says, I love you, that means there is a dimension of jealousy he has for you. So when Satan buffets you and attempts to write something that is not him, there is an eagerness in him to correct it. I want you to understand that before you got here, the Spirit of God was already here. You are not the one trying to beg and say, Lord, look down on us. There is an eagerness. It's not your ego that is at stake. It's his own reputation that is at stake. If he leaves you the way you came, then you have a justification to say, Lord, but you said you love me. The revelation of the love of God. Don't take lightly what I share with you. These are very simple but deep spiritual truths. Discerning the miraculous. The day I came to terms with the fact that God loved me so lavishly, he gave me a revelation that made me believe that out of everyone in the world, I had a unique place in his heart. And I really, really believe it. I have seen God do things that only lovers do. What God has done in my life, gods don't do it. Only lovers do. Listen to me. Carry that consciousness. I will reign in life because the creator of the ends of the earth loves me. Hmm. You remain on top because the love of Jesus. Do you know the Bible says, behold what manner of love the Father hath bestowed towards us. The love of Jesus. Very quickly, number two. What is the second message that we find in miracles, signs and wonders? The revelation of the might and the power of God. It is important that we understand that in as much as God is love, He is all powerful. Psalm 62 and verse 11. It says, God hath spoken once, twice have I heard that power, some versions say all power belongs to the Lord. Say that after me. All power belongs to the Lord. One more time, say it. All power. Yes, sir. Not some. If God has some power, then whoever gave it to him, he must worship that person. Are you getting what I'm saying now? Yes. One of the reasons why we worship is because of the awareness of a need or incompleteness. One of among the many elements that sponsor worship is the awareness that you are not complete in yourself. So it makes you to acknowledge the one who completes you. So if ever God is not complete, then he owes whoever completes him worship. Are we together? The might and the power. 1 Chronicles chapter 29 and verse 11. 1 Chronicles chapter 29 and verse 11. Thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. For all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted as head above all. Above sickness, above defeat, above failure, above limitations. Please believe this. Believe this. Number one, believe that Christ is exalted above all these things. Number two, believe that now in him and with him you are exalted also. That's what the Bible tells us. Paul was teaching us that we have been raised up with Christ. Believe this. Exalted far above principalities, powers, thrones, dominions, every name that is named, not only in this age, but even that which is to come. He's exalted above all. This is the reason why when we command in his name and as touching that authority, the only thing that should not answer is what is above him. You see that? You see, according to the law of ranking in military, nobody who is lower than the person who is giving a command dares to ask questions. The moment a decree is given, the only person who sustains the ability to object is an officer who is higher than the person who gave the command. This is why he gave us his name. And he didn't give us his name before he died. Because if he gave us his name before he died, he had not yet gotten the keys. Satan was still the God of this world. If he gave us his name before he died, the authority that he used to walk on earth with was the authority that the Spirit of God brought for him. That's why he had to wait for the Holy Ghost to function. When he resurrected, there is no mention of the Holy Ghost backing him. No, all authority. Now, this is Jesus. That resurrected Christ, he now gave us his name like we have taught here. So when we make decrees, I want you to understand why when we speak, God begins to honor. It's not just because a man is anointed. It's because according to that law of ranking, when we speak and we make decrees, there is a law in the spirit that even God honors, demons honor, Satan honors. So everything that is truly below that name must answer. Ordinarily speaking, it shouldn't answer to you because you are created, except for the fact that you are not the one speaking. When you speak, If you understand what you are saying, the realm of the spirit does not see you. It sees the office, not the person. So in reality, it's not just the individual. The might of God. Let me tell you something. God is a mighty God. That means it is within His power to turn your life around. Some of you may not be needing healing, but you are at points in your life where you need to see the outstretched arm. Can I tell you this? I will continue to encourage the body of Christ that whilst it is true that we do not seek God just for things, our love for Him is not predicated on what we get. However, in His love and in His benevolence, He has left us a testament backed with His integrity that no one seeks Him and goes empty-handed. There are blessings. The Bible calls them benefits. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. It says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and in blessing Him, do not forget that He's not a selfish God. Remember His benefits. And He lists the benefits. God is a mighty God. That's why we have the confidence that He can turn our lives around. We believe that He's a mighty God. Someone say He's a mighty God. Prophesy to your life over your situation. He is a mighty God. Yes, sir. All power belongs to Him. So when He says, it is your season of victory. When He says, it is your season of lifting. Forget about what was said. Focus on the one who said it first. Is He worth your believing? Are we together? If I tell you to collect 1,000 naira or 10,000 naira from me after service, forget about what I said. Focus on the person who said it. Does he have the ability to give you 10,000 now? I will lift up my eyes unto the hills from whence. So help comes. Help does not just appear. There is a location where help resides. It says, my help cometh, just like faith cometh. My help cometh from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. And I've said it here that it's not only heaven and earth He makes. He also makes men. He also makes destinies. The maker of the heaven and the earth, the maker of destinies, the one who can pick an ordinary person from anywhere, regardless the background, and lift you. Listen, don't be left behind. God is shifting people into levels and dimensions in destiny. Don't sit down arguing and wondering, can God make a way in the wilderness? Don't sit down and say, I come from a village. I am not as educated as I would have wanted to be. I cannot even speak English well. We are talking about the creator of the ends of the earth. The maker. It's a name and an attribute of God that very few people understand. To make means to combine the right ingredients and produce a definite outcome. Make rice for me. You go to the market and source for everything that you use to make quality rice. Are we together? Alongside the sense to combine them. You can buy the ingredients and not have the intelligence to combine them. You will still not make that thing. So when you call God the maker, that means He knows that for you to rise, you need prosperity, you need health, you need influence. Someone from Lagos needs to know you. Someone from London needs to know you. And like a woman goes to the market to shop, he will go round by his spirit, shop for people and things. Bring them together to your life. This is what Paul was trying to say, that God is able to make all grace abound. Don't forget this example. The might of God. The one who is mighty is not just the one who does mighty things, but the one who can look for the ingredients. Listen, those of you who have vehicles, how many of you know that there are vehicles we hardly buy? Not just because they are expensive, but their parts, they are rare. It's difficult to look for the parts. Today you can't just get up and go and buy a plane and say, give me a plane. No, they have to vet you.
Who are you? How did you make your money? You can't go and buy weapons today. No. You must receive a letter from a government backing you. On what grounds and what would you use it for? What is the legal backing? If your weapons are found with a terrorist, what should be done to you? So when the Bible says she's the maker, that means there are many people who try, but their strength cannot reach your destiny helper. Their strength cannot restore all of the ingredients that must be coordinated in your life for your life to speak his praise. God is able to make. It's one thing for God to take you somewhere, but it's one thing for God to bring that somewhere to you. Gentiles, your Bible says, shall come. There are times he will take you before kings, but there are times Gentiles will come to your light, and they are kings. These are the attributes that makes him mighty. Holy, 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 is the Lord. Is the Lord God Almighty. My life is full of your glory. My life is full of your glory. This is the God that we serve. So when he moves mightily, listen. It's one thing for God to do signs and wonders, but it's another thing for him to make you. You become a living wonder. He says, I and the children that the Lord has given me, we are for signs and we are for wonders in Israel. Please believe this. So that whilst we are praying, you will remember again what God told you. That you may be small now, but I will lift you among your family members and put you in a position of grace. And then the devil tries to tell you, where did he leave all the people there? Then you just remember that the person talking is the maker. The maker. We're used to men making promises and failing. I will give you a job, they say. And by next week, they've been sacked out of that position. Because even though they were occupying that position as managers, there was an authority above them. You only become afraid of what God has said if there's someone higher than him. Because the person higher than him can stop him from doing it. But he swore, he searched if there was one greater. And not finding any, he swore by his name that by these two immutable things, it is impossible for God to lie. Please hear me. From any level and at any dimension in life, this God, this mysterious God, is able to pick you from where you are and lift you beyond your wildest imagination. Please hear me, my dear people. Do not allow society to bully you with their sense of mediocrity. Everyone was created. No matter the color of your skin, no matter what region, you are still a creature. The only person that you truly owe that fear and reverence is the one who created, who can change times. And if he has decided to tell you that this is your season, then believe it. Believe it. Don't believe that rubbish. I can't be lifted in Zaria. I can't prosper. I can't see the outstretched arm of God. Remember what I told you. It is not always that God takes you to the place of the blessing. There are times he takes the blessing and looks for you. Where are you? He will search for you. Let me give you an example. When Jesus was born, they didn't carry a baby looking for the Magi. The Magi left their place of honor and they were searching around. They never said this place is uncomfortable. Not when there is grace there. Our vain search for greener pastures will only frustrate us for nothing. Greener pastures is where his word is. Where his word is. the sent word. Are you learning something tonight? So signs and wonders reveal to you that God is mighty. He's mighty. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. You are the King. There is none other. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. You are the King. There is none other.
Yes, Lord.
I wrote this song many years ago as a revelation of the depth of the comprehension of the might of God. It was a revelation that He brought to my life. Like Bishop Oyedepo would say, I didn't just see Him high and lifted up alone. I saw myself too. Deuteronomy 28 and verse 1. It shall come to pass if thou shalt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord, to observe and to do all that I command you this day, that you shall be exalted above all the nations of the earth. He says, and this blessing shall come upon you and overtake you. I said, this is it. So every time I sing about Him being highly lifted, first I take out time to worship Him. But while I'm worshiping Him, I know that I'm rising too, seated with Him. When you know this, you will refuse to allow situations and circumstances to defeat you and make it look like the work on the cross was a just some Christian fables. No, no. He says, I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power, not just the message, the power. There is power in that revelation. Hallelujah. So you know that you are not ordinary. This is not some Pentecostal talk. The only part of the hands you can see is the one that is physical. But that's not all there is. There is more to it. The only part of a life you can see is the one that is visible. It is not only what is visible that is real alone. Just because something is invisible does not mean it is unreal. And the prophet said, open his eyes. And when he opened his eyes, he saw chariots, that you will see the backing of heaven that supports you, that you will see the favor of God, that you will see the spiritual arsenals that are around your life, determined to see that your destiny becomes a praise. Then fear dies. It dies a natural death. Say after me, in the name of Jesus. One more time, say in the name of Jesus. I declare that the mighty God is at work in my life, revealing His glory, revealing His power in my life. Listen, expect your life to be supernatural. Listen to what I'm teaching you. You will never truly bring glory to God if your life is ordinary. This is not just some Pentecostal talk. The only way men pay attention is when there is a supernatural dimension of anything. You are in ministry here. Trust God for grace. In addition to the quality of your exegesis of scripture, there must be a deposit of a mighty hand of God upon your life, to heal, to deliver, to change, to transform. Then you are a vessel unto honor. I prayed many years ago and I said, Lord, do not send me with only a sermon. A sermon is good, but not convincing enough to cause people to declare the praise of His name. Jesus already knew what He was going to say, but He did not speak until the Holy Ghost came. He didn't understand the gospel at age 30. No, no, no. Right from age 12, He already understood His message clearly. But He knew that the message alone would not do much. So He was patient for 18 more years.
until he was taken out of the water and the heavens opened. And the Spirit descended upon him like a dove. The Bible says that same Spirit drove him to the wilderness. And after 40 days of fast and prayer, defeating the devil in it, he returned in the power. Listen. You really need power for end time ministry. It's a non-negotiable condition. And when I talk of power, I'm not just talking of falling down. Falling down here happens only in the church. I'm talking of shifting systems, bringing systems under the obedience of Christ. That's real dominion. Are you blessed? That you tell someone, may the Lord lift you, and it looks like a joke. He may not even agree with what you are saying, but you introduce an influence over that person's destiny. Yeah. Look at the testimony of the dear, I think it's a lady also that was sharing about the sinuses and all those demonic things. God, keep us powerful. May we remain a generation that reveals your power, that reveal your glory in ever increasing dimension. May it never get to a point where we just become talkatives. Listen, the meaning of that is that every one of you, whether you are walking in the miraculous or not, remain a student in the school of the Spirit. This premature graduation out of pride is why many people remain mediocres in life. Are we together? The school of the Spirit, there is no graduation. You remain there. Even when you are teaching, you are still a student. As I search scripture, I am amazed at my level of ignorance. I am amazed at the spiritual dimensions I have not yet attained in the spirit. And my reference is not the achievements. The reference is the standard that was created by the early church. If we have not hit that standard, we are not there. It says to follow them who through faith. Who are the them? You need to define who your them is. If your them are mediocre, you will not go far. Let the them be Christ himself. And then everyone whoever listened to Jesus directly, you should listen to that person. And since that person is not there, listen to what they wrote by the Spirit. Are we together? Yeah. There are times where we send professionals, career people. We send professionals maybe to US, UK to go and study under certain notable individuals. Whether it's in the medical field, in science and tech. So the person comes back and says, I was trained under this and that. And people say, wow. Then that person now trains the other people in the company. Are we together now? And it will be foolish for the other people to not listen to that person because of the authority that he listened to. So if the apostles listened to Jesus and the Holy Ghost still came on them to write some things, it is pride to ignore what they are saying. Those guys can show you the way. They were the first fruit of his teaching, his mentorship. Weak Peter. But he kept listening to the lectures. And a time came when people were waiting for his shadow. We need to restore the miraculous back to the body of Christ, to the degree and the dimension that will reveal the might of God. Thank God for the little things we do here and there. Falling down, standing up, one headache, one ache, one person here. It's wonderful. But no farm receive and harvest from dew. It takes rain. Dew is wonderful. It introduces a season to you. But it's not enough to cause a harvest. Don't celebrate dew. It says, as for the rain, the former and the latter. That means there is a kind of harvest. For one dimension of rain to not be enough, he says, ask both for the former and the latter. Is God speaking to us? The second message that comes with the miraculous is the desire to reveal the might of God in and through the saints. Number three, and then we begin to pray. What is the third message? The third message is found in Acts chapter 15 from verse 25. That when God allows for miracles and signs and wonders to happen, it is the fulfillment of his desire for world evangelism, the global harvest of souls. Acts chapter 16. Did I say 15? 16 from verse 25. Acts chapter 16. The Bible says, Paul and Silas, remember? When a lady came under the spirit of divination, trying to partner with them, and they rebuked that spirit, and the people ran out of business, they mobilized the city to beat them, etc. Now they found themselves in prison. The Bible says, and at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed, look up please, and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. Next scripture. And suddenly there was a great earthquake. This is God now. So that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's bands were loosed. 27. And the keeper or the jailer of the prison, awaking out of his sleep and seeing that the prison doors opened, he drew out his own sword and would have killed himself. Supposing that the prisoners had fled. 28. But Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, do thyself no harm, for we are all here. Next verse. Then he called for a light and sprang in and came in trembling. Look at, as a result of the miracle, he fell down before Paul and Silas, 30, and brought them out and said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? That guy was in that prison. Salvation was a possibility. Yet the occasion that would sponsor it was a spectacular manifestation of the hand of God. Do you know what it means for the prison? Because in those days, if those prisoners left, truly they were going to kill that person by hanging on some kind of cruel means. So he was going to kill himself. And said, no. Paul said, don't worry, we are not in a rush. The hand that opened this prison should make you afraid. What are we rushing for? If we opened it by ourselves, maybe somebody forgot a key. Then we can quickly come out because you can collect the key. But a prison that was shaken to the foundation, when will you build it back? What's the rush for? And the man said, no, I've not seen this in this manner. Let me tell you, we will win nations in one day if we allow certain dimensions of the power of God to come. There are families full of people who have, it's almost like a sworn oath that they will never give their lives to Jesus Christ. They will tell you, before you were born, we were in this idol worship. Go to church, pray for us. They will even give you prayer requests. But one of these days, we are going to see spectacular manifestations of the power of God. Not just in churches. Miracles in the church is good, but it doesn't profit so much because we are all saved. Most of us are saved. We need to take the hand of God to the regions that need to be saved. Next verse. And they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house. Notice that every time salvation comes, it does not seek to stop with you, your house. As for me and my house. The work of salvation is not complete if you are the only one who is saved alone. As for me and my family. As for me and my lineage. One supernatural miracle of a madman brought 10 cities to Jesus. A Decapolis. Remember the woman, the harlot at the well that Jesus met? She went and said, come see a man. Mighty salvation. This one-on-one evangelism, we thank God for it. But we will grow old and even transit if Christ tarries, and will not do much. I was sharing somewhere and I said, we're getting close to 8 billion on earth. And let me tell you, there are just a little over 2 billion people who have had the opportunity to hear the gospel and declare that they are professing Christians. And of course, you know that if we are to still sieve between that one, there will be a lot of stories again. Because those 2.6 or so billion
means Christian, pseudo-Christian. You understand what I'm saying? If you don't have a passion for souls, the Holy Spirit is not truly at work in your life. Believe me when I tell you, it's not an insult, it's true. There is something about a genuine passion for souls. More than a passion to look good. More than a passion to drive a car. More than a passion to move forward. Because the Bible says if our hope is only in this life, we are of all men most miserable. Inasmuch as it's good to have the prosperity, the car, the houses, all of those things are coordinated tools to help that Jesus be revealed, that Jesus be glorified, but that there will be a sweep, a global sweep. In one year, a virus or a flu that does not talk, does not sing praise and worship, does not clash cymbal, doesn't have a visa, doesn't have a passport, made the entire globe to shut down. Imagine that virus was the gospel. Now, listen to me. We must wake up and know that in as much as we are doing well, there is still more to be done. So the whole earth can actually be disobedient. How many announcements have been made that were dishonored by nations? Even when they declare national fast, there are people who, as they are declaring, they are eating right there and then. Yet, today, in obedience to that virus, you obey rules that have been strengthened by the government. There's nothing wrong with that, don't get me wrong. I'm just using it as a statement. Oh, that makes me know that the harvest is not as hard as we think it is. There is something we must sustain truly. If we can be that infectious. Because that thing I hear is deadly. You don't have to believe in me to receive it. You come close to me and the thing comes on you. Look at the skills. I even hear that there are different strands. Look at the intelligence reinventing itself to make sure efficiency is kept. Now, this is a lecturer to the church. Learn how to advance the kingdom. It is not true that it's because visas are not given. No, I don't believe that. It is not true that because you are not invited. No, you don't have to be invited around the world for the world to be saved. Just be like the virus. Study the virus. That from a little city, you would have laughed and said, "Where will you go?" The virus says, "You watch me. Watch what I will do in the airports. Watch what I will do in hospitals." Now, I apologize to all those who love their loved ones or who are victims of it, who pray for those who are infected with COVID and all of that. But I'm just trying to draw a lesson. A virus. Imagine that it's in a small city and saying, "World, the next 1 year of your life will never be the same." And we say, "Oh, no, come on. We have intelligent labs. We have medical people. We have professors. We have all kinds of people." And the virus says, "Let's go." Empowered by spirits from the waters. They say, "We are here to back you." We want more, Lord. We are desperate people. We want more, Lord. We're tired of the status quo. There's gotta be more than this. We're tired of the status quo. There's gotta be more than this. There's gotta be more, gotta be more.
Gotta be more.
That we will see nations that refuse to open come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Let's not wait for God to raise up stones. Let's not wait for people to start having personal visions because of our carelessness and our focusing on just ourselves. Someone was serious with God, that's why you were saved. If that person did not take God seriously, some of us, only God, the powers, the yokes of darkness would have shredded us into pieces, would have gone to hell by now. You are a product of someone's passion towards God. You are a product of someone's obedience towards God. Now is your time to say, no, if someone paid the price to save, to be used by God to save me. We have loved ones all around. We have roommates. We have children. Some of you, your elderly ones, they don't even have maybe 5 or 6 years to live again. And we're just happy. Provided you are doing well. See, you don't need signs and wonders if you are not passionate about God's heartbeat. What do you need it for? The only other explanation will be to glorify the flesh. And this is why, listen. By God's grace, I've been in this thing for a while. I know why many people pray and desire the anointing. They fast, they carry oil all around, finding someone who is born again to just touch it. They want members. They just want it so that it will be that you are not a failure. That's too small a reason. But let your heart be connected to God's heartbeat. And you will see that. Have you wondered why some of the greatest miracles happen on crusade grounds? Have you wondered why? Go and read the history of the church in this nation. Spectacular manifestations. I remember those days when I would read the books of T.L. Osborne. My goodness, soul winning, healing the sick. The kinds of miracles, the photos, supernatural manifestations. That man would leave his place and come down to Africa. And people would even pity him and say, these guys are not very educated. He said, don't worry, we're talking of the gospel here. He will return back with spectacular manifestation. I've had the opportunity to be in the crusade of some of these people, especially Reinhard Bonnke. My goodness. With childlike faith, but full obedience to the gospel. They will preach a message that you are sleeping while they are preaching. The only thing that will wake you is a shout from someone who just jumped out of a wheelchair. You go back home and you can't find sleep. Lord, how about my own life? When will you use me? There has to be something in your life that provokes you. This complacency is the reason why many of us never contend for real spiritual things. Many of us would prefer to be revelation giants than soul winners. Because it's more marketable and personally rewarding to be a revelation giant. The credit will be given to you, usually not to him. Let me tell you this. After many years in heaven, we'll still be learning God. As though still in a kindergarten. So do well with the body of knowledge given to you. But do not flatter yourself that which you know is a scratch to who and all God is. There is so much. One of the reasons that sponsors the worship in heaven is their recognition of the vastness of this deity that we call the Ancient of Days. Don't fall prey to the arrogance of Satan. It was on the strength of the mysteries he was given that he believed he had exhausted all that God was, and he was cast down. Let your heart be passionate about souls. You are a man of God here, listen to me. You must trust God for grace. It's at the instance of your passion to see the lost that many investments, sometimes the ones you don't even pray for. Lord, I just desire to be part of this global harvest that is sweeping the nations. God is now using Africa as a thank you gift back to the nation that brought the gospel to us. They brought the gospel to us. They did their best, but in truth, it was not the complete gospel. They just brought the gospel of salvation, and that it was limited by many things. We received it like that rejected stone, and the Holy Spirit, like the man who was given 5 talents, 2 and 1, after many years, he's helped us to bring out other dimensions, and now it's time to take it back to them. And God will allow us to take it back as gratitude, that while we're wallowing away in our traditional worship, thank you for risking your life. Some of these missionaries left their children. Some of them left their profession. Some of them, as they were going to Africa, they looked at their wives and children and say, you may never see me again. And they meant it. And truly they did not return. We killed them with our foolishness and idolatry. Are we together? Yes. Now God is preparing us again. And saying, Africa, you need to give back
to these people. It's their great grandchildren now. The devil wants to capture them. And because God is a covenant keeping God, he said, no, we'll not let that generation perish. That rejected stone, Africa, Nigeria, let me prepare you. Let me equip you. So when he comes to you, you are saying, oh God, I just want to be successful first. You wait with this global issue. I need to make a name because people don't seem to believe in me. But there is a dimension of the grace and the power of God. When your heart is stayed on him, get ready for power. Apostolic and prophetic power. Because you are not even concerned about making a name, you are just concerned about seeing Jesus revealed. Jesus revealed. Jesus glorified. Nations saved in one day. Some of you, out of these conferences, God is going to be giving you instructions. He will say, go back to that village that they say the gospel cannot penetrate it. And you will think you will not be able to do it. The signs follow, they don't go before. If you don't move, you will never see anything.
Ask and I'll give the nations to me, oh Lord. That's the cry of my heart. Distant shores and the islands will see your light as it rises on us. You said, lift up your eyes, the harvest is here. The kingdom is near, you said. Ask and I'll give the nations to you, oh Lord. That's the cry of my heart. Distant shores and the islands will see your light.
We are asking for nations, not cars, not houses. Thank God for those things. You need them. Not clothes and some of these mundane things. We're talking about nations. Nations, cities, territories. If that becomes your heartbeat, then you are ready to see the power and the grace of God. The fathers of faith, who God used in the West, in Europe, and even in this nation, there were men and women who, regardless of what they did, they prioritized the issue of souls. And I see that God is restoring this long-forgotten passion. Most of our passion for evangelism is just to fill church membership. Now,
oh Lord, we ask for the nations. Oh Lord, we ask for the nations.
Let me tell you this. Someday, very soon, whether you believe it or not, listen to me. This life will fold like a curtain. And when that happens, there is only one thing that will matter. It will not be your house, your estate. It will not be your certificate, your degree. It will not be the money in your account. There is only one thing that will matter. And don't you think I'm telling you a parable? Because we are drawing close to that time. Yes. When Jesus left to heaven, he left with his body. That's an assurance that he will come back. If he left as a spirit, we may doubt his return. Because where will he find another virgin who will allow him become a baby? When will he wait for 30 more years? He doesn't need to come and wait for 30 years again.
And he's not coming as that weak babe. He's coming as the King exalted, the King glorified. But before that happens, there will be a spectacular manifestation from his bride to the nations as a witness. The Bible says, and this gospel of the kingdom. Hear me, those of you who want to get into ministry, leave all this nonsense that is distracting you, this pride of prayer groups and all of these things to make a name. No, you are too young to destroy yourself with that level of confusion. Your heart must be tied to God more than titles, tied to God more than whatever it is. This has been my one passion. It will remain till the day I see his face. Listen, the Spirit of God is speaking to us. This is a miracle service. You're gathered inside and outside. I'm challenging us because there is something wrong with the generation that we are raising. There is such a sudden obsession for name, for things, for manifestation, for power. The concentration to focus on the precepts that make life really count, and losing it. The moment you can pray, can share a little revelation, someone falls down, that the stubbornness and the pride and the ignorance. Oh Lord, we ask for the name. The first time I ever saw someone fall under the anointing, it was a sincere attempt to get that person filled with the Holy Ghost. When your heart becomes knitted to his heart, then you are ready to see the power and the glory of God. Then the eyes of the blind will be open. And you see, you can't fake desire. No. No. You can't fake desire. Oh Lord, we ask for the name. So you're gathered tonight, not just to come and see a great man of God, a great ministry. No. If that is your reason of coming, I truly wasted your time. And I demand, you demand an apology from me for wasting your precious time to come and watch celebrities. No? Oh Lord, we ask for the nation. Listen, this is why we do all that we do. It's more than a desire for fame. Hear me, body of Christ. Hear me, Zaria. The day you lose the passion for the lost, the things that matter, the next thing that will be left is competition. The next thing that will be left is the marketing of flesh. You will be surprised that spiritual activities will continue, but the impact will no longer be there. Because it is called the form of godliness. The power there is the sincerity of the passion. Our fathers did not give us a fake gospel. They meant it with their whole heart. They loved him with their whole heart. Please hear me. This is a miracle service, but I don't know why God is just stressing this. Because many of you here are leaders of other ministries, leaders of other groups. Restore passion for souls. Restore hunger for the things of the Spirit. Restore humility of heart. Drive pride and the desire to make a name, to be this, to outshine, to fight this group, fighting this group, this one fighting. Destroy all those things and get serious with the business of the kingdom. Zaria has always been a place where the purposes of God were preserved by hungry men who loved him desperately. Hungry men who loved him passionately. Hungry men who loved him beyond a desire. Make sure you vet your heart. You heard any group here, listen to me carefully. Go back with this message and say, gentlemen, let's sit down. This our blind childishness of who is better than who, which group, organizing programs just to prove points. You must get serious with the business of the kingdom. The legacy that we seek to leave
is that we did not seek anything for ourselves. It was truly about Him and His glory. For Your glory, I will do anything just to see You, to behold You as my King. For Your glory, I will do anything just to see You, to behold You as my King. I wanna be where You are. Gotta be where You are. Please hear me. I'm talking to the whole world, but I'm speaking particularly to Zaria. Zaria, hear me. Your strength is in your unity. Your strength is not in who becomes the respected face. There are times you are right, but you still fail. It's a time to galvanize strength. Mutual celebration of what God is doing. Resist the desire to outshine. Is not of Christ. Resist the desire to make a name. Do not mentor people after that theology. It's a devilish theology. It's an attack. You must stand like the body of Christ. And some of the younger ones who are coming up, make sure you begin to train yourself. Sit down to be mentored and sit down to learn. Just because you saw the power of God or you prophesied is no qualification to graduate yourself. Sit down. Swallow your pride. Tonight, come to the school of the Spirit. Don't you know, in His hands are the keys to eternal life. It's a little here, a little there. Soon your day will come. It's changing everything. There is a heritage that Zaria has that must be preserved. Don't find yourself fighting any pastor. Don't find yourself fighting any man of God. Don't find yourself going to say, "Oh, my reverend, he can't even preach. Now I have revelation. I joined a group and now I..." No. No. Give honor to the fathers of the land. Give honor to their sacrifices. Whether you know more than them or less than them. The body of Christ is a coordinated force that must preserve Jesus. As darkness attempts to penetrate through the northern part of this country, it's an attack on the gospel. It is the unity of the saints standing in faith, praying for yourselves. You don't need to know any man of God. Some of you are intercessors. You only write the names of those you love and pray for them as if you die. And you believe that you are in intimacy with the Holy Spirit. No, sir. That's not kingdom. If all you know is my church, my group, my ministry, koinonia, you are already out of alignment. The word is kingdom. Thy kingdom come. Is God helping us? There is a purified bride that God is lifting out of this region. And we must ensure that that trophy continues to shine as we present it to the nations. Listen to me. Having said that, let me encourage you, my dear people. Do not let anybody despise the investments of God upon your life. Inasmuch as you celebrate us for what God is doing today, every one of us was a student and is still a student in the school of the Spirit. We will encourage you. We will rebuke you. We will mentor you. But not to the detriment and at the expense of your confidence. I want you to believe in what God is doing. We are not the first God is using. We are not the last He will use. Not even in Zaria. Some of the next set of people who will carry this baton are already in the school of the Spirit. Some of them are you people looking at me. Do not despise your grace. But don't stand up and teach what we did not teach you. Don't bring another gospel and destroy the heritage and the sacrifice of people. Lay aside the gospel of flesh, the gospel of pride. No. Humility should be the signature of the revival coming.
But to have that idea that it only stops with the Joshua Selmans, no. This race is a baton. Some of our fathers now in this nation, I assure you, the next 5 years, the next 10 years, the plane is already lifting. Some of them have seen it already. There is a chariot already coming. So is, you know how you queue for fuel. Once you queue, you now move a little, you now move a little. God has moved us, but that vacuum, someone must come there too. Someone moved for us to be there. But the question is, are you willing to pay the price? You have criticized everybody and you have spoken about everybody. Now is your turn. It's like football. It's easy to say, why didn't you pass? You would have just scored. Rather build stamina. Every anointing, you need to know the battles that follow the anointing you are receiving. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? You want to be like Elijah? Trust God to understand how Jezebel works. You want to be like Daniel? Trust God for the courage to stand in the midst of the lion's den. For every Daniel, there is a lion. So focus on that preparation. For every Elijah, there are the prophets of Baal. Be students of revival. Don't just study anointings. Study what follows anointings. If you have this, you will not even have time to sit down. Zila Skimata. The last prophetic worshiper who rose from Zaria. What happened to him? Study. Don't just say, I'm the prophetic worshiper. I'm in worship team. No! Have the discernment. Many of the fathers in this nation open up their scars for us to see. When I got here, this was how I jumped. When I got here, I didn't know there was a hole. Now, if you get there, make sure you jump. Focus on what the Spirit of God is doing. You're called into the music of psalmistry. Why do people not last? It's not about singing, invite me, invite me. No. Some of you want to walk in ministry, in the power of God. If all you think will bring power is watching videos of anointed people on YouTube, think again. God is not a fool. There is a track record of hunger, sincerity. There is a real price that brings power. Power over nations. And you see, the thing with spiritual power is that it is multiplied. And when it grows, you know. Because your sphere of influence is increased, your reach is increased. Tonight is a miracle service. I'm here to charge our hearts. We thank God for what God is doing through this ministry across the nations. Sunday, we're beginning the work in Abuja. And it's mighty and awesome what God is doing. It's not just an advancement of ministry. No. This is kingdom come. If Christ tarries, and after we are done with our course on earth, you are not going to carry ministry to heaven. You are not going to carry titles, geo, president, apostle. Don't let those things deceive you. I'm speaking to you as a father this night. We'll pray. We are going to pray on miracles. Drop all those nonsense and focus. Take God seriously. Close the door of distractions from your life and mean business with it. Some of these fruitless associations that are not profiting where God is taking you, sustain the courage to shut the door. Prayer does not kill. Fasting does not kill. The study of the word does not kill. Reduce those times of premature manifestation and stay. Be made. The dexterity, the class you jump in the spirit will be where your attack will come from. So make sure you become a consistent student in the school of the spirit. And then be patient with people while they rise. You see, there are many of you don't know why, as you rise, as you do some foolish and childish things, and sometimes, you know, we just keep quiet. Because the truth is that it is better for those you are raising to grow and make their mistakes in your presence. And while you are, at least you are there to help them, strengthen them. It's like a child walking. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Be patient with people. God was patient with all of us till he brought us to where he's now brought us and where he's still taking us to. Be patient. Don't begin to blast people in your prayer group, your church, and this just for everything they do. No. People will be foolish. People will be arrogant. Life has a way of teaching people obedience. But whilst that happens, you must have a large heart to help people know God. We have to pray. Mantles are falling here tonight. Anointings are falling here tonight. Unctions are falling here tonight. Graces are falling here tonight. For the kings to arise, for revival to return, for the kings to be born, for revival to return. Yeah. Ali, Ali, yo. Ali, yo. Ali, Ali, yo. Ali, Ali, yo. Ali, yo. Naomi's arising here tonight, yeah, for the kings to be born, for revival to return. Hey, Ali, Ali, yo, Ali, yo.
Hallelujah.
2 weeks ago, I had an encounter with the Lord. And I usually am careful talking about encounters. And I've met many saints, many, many of the saints, the patriarchs, some in the Bible and some in modern history. And I was led to a room in the spirit. And then I placed my hand on a jar of oil. And when I placed my hand on that jar of oil, the Lord spoke to me and said, "You are entering the next season of your apostolic mission upon the earth." He said, "I will empower you with greater grace for signs, wonders, miracles, to reveal Jesus, to bring life to that which is dead." That encounter was so real, shifted to new dimensions. And so tonight, more than the miracles, the signs and the wonders, I want you to discern, because whatever he gives Jacob, it is because of Israel. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Hallelujah. Tonight we are going to start with an impartation. There is an impartation. There are unique graces the Lord sent me with. The church in Zaria needs an introduction of certain dimensions of grace. One of it is discernment. There is a grace. I stretch my hands. Please bring all those people out. Many of you, some of you are already in ministry. There is the spirit of discernment. I stretch my hands. Father, in the name of Jesus, shift your people. Shift your people to dimensions of discernment. In the name of Jesus, I impart upon you the grace for discernment. Where are my people? Take that grace. 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 The grace for discernment. In the name of Jesus, I impart upon you the grace to understand the speakings of the Spirit per time, per season, per time, per season. Those following online, receive that impartation in the name of Jesus. The days that we live in will require discernment. Strong meat, the Bible says, belong to them who are mature, full of age, who
exercise their senses to discern. Take that grace in the name of Jesus. All of you who head churches, prayer groups, in the name of Jesus, I stretch my hands. Fresh discernment for the season. Take that anointing. Fresh discernment for your ministries, for your groups, for your churches. Overflow 1, overflow 2, 3 by the road, those following online. Drink of this grace in the name of Jesus Christ. Gentlemen, where are you coming from? Do we have another mic? Is it working? What do you have to do with Lagos?
I came from Dubai to Lagos.
From Dubai to Lagos?
Yes, sir.
You are coming from Lagos. There is a grace that you are going to carry, huh? And you will never be the same again. I stretch my hands upon you. In the name of Jesus, may that grace come on you. Take that grace, work wonders with it. Whether it's in Lagos, Dubai, in the name of Jesus Christ, you will never be the same. In the name of Jesus, you will never be the same. In the name of Jesus. Number two, the second grace that must fall upon this place is the grace for prophetic intercession. There are men and women that must arise. That's how revival came to this city. I stretch my hands. Ordinary people who may not even be in ministry. Zaria, hear me. Take the grace for prophetic intercession. The grace to travail. The grace to pray. To pray the birthing of true apostolic and prophetic revival.
I'm under the shadow of your wing. Your influence is all over me. I'm under the shadow of your wing. Your influence is all over me. Yeah, 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 yeah. Aye, 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 aye.
Selamane keto bariata. Two of you hold your hands. You and this man on green. Two of you, lift your hands. I'm seeing an anointing coming on you. Take that grace. In the name of Jesus, you will never be the same. Step into new levels in the spirit. New dimensions of authority. I want you to lift up your voice and pray. Father, the role I have to play in this end time move of the Spirit, I obtain grace. I obtain grace. Someone pray. Not just in Zaria, across the nations. The role that I have to play, I obtain grace. I obtain grace. It says, lo, I come, as it is written of me in the volume of the book. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The third grace that must rest on people is the restoration of the healing anointing. Listen, let me tell you this. Honestly speaking, there are few people who have truly seen the healing anointing at work. I know there are testimonies, but the Spirit of God spoke to me towards the end of last year that on earth there is a restoration of the healing ministry. Like a ministry, the healing ministry. There are few men on earth who are truly working in the healing ministry. And this is not only happening in Zaria. All across Africa, all across the globe, the Spirit of God is hovering around the horizon, looking for a people that are available enough to carry that grace. Where is the mantle that was on T.L. Osborne? Who did it fall on? Where is the mantle that was on Reinhard Bonnke? Who did it fall on? Where is the mantle that was on Charles and Francis Hunter? Who did it fall on? I stand by the privilege of the apostolic, and I stretch my hands towards you. Father, the men and women that must carry this healing grace for this region, take that grace now. Take that grace now. Let there be a burden of that hunger. Contact the grace for the healing ministry. Contact the grace for the healing ministry.
I am victorious. I have overcome it. I am victorious. I
An impartation is a transference of possibilities so that you have something you did not come with. A grace that is required for the season. Now listen to me. I want to pray a prayer before we begin to minister to the sick. Please look at me. Every move of God, no matter how spectacular, there are always apostolic and prophetic leaders. Listen to me. By leaders, I don't just mean those who head ministries. No. There are men who are like watchmen. They are kept at strategic prophetic locations and given the eyes that see and the ears that hear so that they can help regulate the activity of the kingdom. There are some of you inside and outside. That office and that ministry, God is handing over to you. I stretch my hands in the name of Jesus. Everyone who by the election of grace will eventually play this role in your group, in your state, in your nation. At the count of three, I pray, may that grace, may the unction that backs that office, that call, let it come upon you now. One, two, three. Take that grace. 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 Let the angels assigned to that office follow you. Let the backing made for that office follow you in the name of Jesus. Listen, I'm sensing in my spirit before we begin to pray and release miracles and deliverances, there needs to be, listen to me, there is a spirit that has been fighting the prophetic ministry in Zaria and in this region. Many of you are truly called to the prophetic, but the maturity to receive with clarity, so many visions that don't come to pass, many compromised perceptions, and it has brought a lot of misleading to people, and it has made others to mislead others. It doesn't mean you are evil. When the devil saw the birthing of a strong prophetic grace, He began to corrupt it, because when a heart is sincere and open, you need to be sound in doctrine to operate in the prophetic. If you are not sound in doctrine, you will see things, you will hear things, and not deciphering them from the intelligence of Scripture, you will mislead yourself and mislead others. When people become prayerful, there is a side effect to it. The side effect is that their organs of interacting with the realm of the spirit is heightened and open. That means they will see and they will hear. And if your prophetic gift is not exalted, or the word of God is not exalted above it, Satan will easily steal into your sincerity. So we have people confused, directed by men and women who today they are right, tomorrow they are wrong, today they say this. I want to pray for a grace that purifies the prophetic ministry, a dealing of the spirit, that once again let's have authentic prophetic voices. Voices that say, thus saith the Lord, and it is thus saith the Lord. I stretch my hands, oh God of my covenant, I pray, find men and women who must drink of this grace with the purity that comes with the grace. Take that grace right now. I ignite fire on your prophetic altar. I ignite fire on your prophetic altar. In the name of Jesus, a gift that is balanced with doctrine and understanding of Scripture. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. There is a mighty move of God that will begin to happen in secondary schools in this city. It once happened, for those of you who have been here long enough, but let me tell you what killed it. And you hear me. What killed the move of God among these young folks is inaccurate mentorship. That's what killed it. Because many of them began to manifest dimensions that they did not understand, and sincerely went to people who they felt would guide them, and they began to teach them favoritism, competition, segregation of others in the body. They began to fight denominations, and some of these young boys, some of them are you people now, and you see the aberrated growth. Every true move of God brings love, character, humility, honor. But once again, I've seen this, that the fire of God, there is a covenant God has with this city. And once again, these secondary schools you see. But here is the mistake. And all of you who will be in a position to help these young ones, don't destroy them and make it look like they will not be used by God. No. Joash was age 8 when he became king. Josiah, age 9. He told Jeremiah, do not say I am a child. Don't despise those graces. And don't be intimidated by the graces. See, true fatherhood does not seek exclusivity. True fatherhood derives its joy from the lifting of others. Superstar Christianity has died, has finished. The desire to be exclusive is a very demonic, lost, flesh-driven desire. So we must guide these people. They will start coming with visions. They will start coming with encounters. They will start coming with revelations of the Spirit. Like Samuel running to Eli. Some of you, they will reveal dimensions you are not already walking in. And yet God will mandate that you help them. Don't allow your flesh get in the way that you kill the grace of these people because you are intimidated. Number two, there is a move of God that will sweep across the youth groups of churches in this city. It is something that God will do globally, but there is a major, regardless of the denomination, youth groups in churches will begin to catch fire in dimensions. It will come with a lot of persecution. A lot of persecution. But let the young people not dishonor the fathers because of what God is doing. No. When you fight a father, whether you are right or wrong, you are judged. Some of the fathers may be ignorant. Some of them, respectfully speaking, may be walking in the flesh. But the endurance, the stamina you have, God can use everything good or bad to be part of your making process. You must endure hardship like a faithful soldier of Christ. Number three, I'm not a prophet of doom, but we must pray. I have seen an onslaught of darkness that is coming across the regions. The first time I saw this was in 2018 in a vision of the Lord that he revealed to me. The church of the Lord Jesus Christ in this city is the restraining power over evil. And when the devil wants to launch an arsenal of an onslaught, what he will do is to make those who are strong become weak. Then he will make those who are weak become vulnerable. Are we together now? And the sword of the spirit that should be used to fight the warfare of faith will now be used against churches, against denominations. And while all of that is happening, Satan comes to sow seeds. That's why I said the unity of the body is important. It's a mystery how God has kept peace and tranquility in this city with the antecedents and with the history. Towards the end of last year, I was told again and again that they began to kidnap people, attack people and all of that. And I'm not the only one in this city, but I felt a sense of responsibility. And I said, in the name of Jesus, the elements of the supernatural were designed as systems of advantage for the believers. And every true apostolic grace is territorial. We must pray for the peace of Jerusalem. He said, they shall prosper who love you. And we must give him no rest until he establishes Jerusalem as a praise. This is when the intercessors should arise. Give me tea and bread is not it. Father, we fortify the spiritual border of this territory. For the sake of kingdom come, that must be the prayer. Are we blessed? Let's pray for the sick now. Our time is gone. Goodness. Even if we do this in 10, 15 minutes, I think tonight was worth it. Listen, if God is calling you into ministry, understand that ministry is a serious business. It's not just about pulpit. No. Here is my heart, my mind.
Lord, here's my
love. My everything. That's the price to be used by God. It's yours, Lord. One more time. Sing.
Here is my heart, my mind. Lord, he's my life, my everything.
I want to minister deliverance by the power of the Holy Spirit. Why deliverance? Because demons are real. Forces of darkness are real. They truly are real. And they have a singular assignment to spy upon the liberty of the saints, to sabotage the purposes of God, to fight the faith and the joy of the saints. It says, hitherto you have not asked for anything. It says, ask that you will receive, to the end that your joy may be complete. There are elements of wickedness that are behind the tragic occurrences in the lives of people. And whilst God's ultimate desire is for us to eventually be fortified through the revelation of the word, so that our arsenal is so strong
that there is no need for these assaults. But until then, we must remain midwives to see to it that everybody who is under the yoke of darkness experiences the delivering power of Jesus Christ. Upon Mount Zion, he said, there shall be deliverance, then holiness, then the sons of Jacob shall possess their possessions. I want to pray for you. There is a name. Some of you came here with challenges. You came here with all kinds of oppressions. When we minister to people by the Spirit, it's not just some show to scatter people up and down. No, no, not at all. It is for your freedom. You heard what the dear lady said. There are spirits behind the occurrences of people. And he has sent us as carpenters. I want to pray for you now. Inside and outside. That every force that is not of God is about to let you go. I'm seeing a cloud over Overflow 1. And several deliverances are happening now. Bring the people out. Just Overflow 1. There is a mighty move of the Spirit in Overflow 1. I'm seeing light. Just bring them here.
We will shout hallelujah. We will shout praise the Lord. We will dance in the Spirit and rejoice forevermore. Allah Akbar is turning things around. Allah Akbar is turning things around. Yeah, Allah.
Lift your hands. At the count of three, I want you to shout that name, Jesus. Father, everyone here and every family represented that is under the influence of any strange spirit that is not of the Christ, as we shout that name, I declare, by the ministry of fire, let there be judgment over every spirit. Are you ready now? 1, 2, 3, shout Jesus. I command those forces. We're still praying. The Lord is showing me the hands of people with rings on them. This represents a legal access that the devil has over your family. But the Bible says even the lawful captive shall be delivered. In the name of Jesus, I come by the rod of a higher priesthood. Every family here in bondage, right now, let fire, by the fire of the Holy Ghost, I declare deliverance right now. Deliverance right now. Every family. Every family. Every family be released now. Every family be released now. Every yoke, yokes of ancestry, forces of darkness against families, be delivered now.
Hila masada brande gede balakatu. Shodokotokotosh.
There is no place for you tonight. The Bible says, and there was no more place for him in heaven. There was no more place for him in heaven. No more space for the activity of darkness over your life, your family, your ministry. Hear me. Listen, look up, please. There are forces that fight the advancement of people. You see people moving and getting old, but nothing is moving in their life. There are chains that tie down the destinies of men. I want to pray now, because I'm seeing people here. There are people here, you should have been 10 times better than you are now, but there are chains holding you. In the name of Jesus, at the count of three, you will shout that name again, and that chain must be set on fire. 1, 2, 3, shout Jesus. I set those chains
Go forward. Go forward. Go forward. Go forward. Over my life, over my destiny, I stand fast in that liberty, and I refuse to be entangled again onto any yoke of bondage. Cordelia. Cordelia. I'm hearing a name, Cordelia. Who is Cordelia? Cordelia. Is that her name? Your name is Cordelia. Where are you coming from?
I'm coming from Cross River.
Cross River. I want to pray for you. Your time of liberty has come. For you and your family. Harus Kediata. Who is Ayuba? Ayuba. I'm hearing a name, Ayuba. Ayuba. Is there someone like that? We may not have all the time. Ayuba. Where is that? Where are you coming from? Huh? Sir, please come. No, 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 you don't have to remove your shoes, sir. Where are you coming from, sir?
From Zaria.
You're from Zaria here. Can I pray for you, sir?
Yes.
Because the Bible says the rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of the righteous. I need to pray for our fathers. I'm not a prophet of doom, but I'm seeing the devil wants to plant sickness in your body. First, high blood pressure, and then rheumatoid arthritis. We have to pray it away. In the name of Jesus Christ, I stretch my hands to you. And I declare by the Spirit of grace,
Amen.
You are completely free.
Amen.
Free from high blood pressure.
Amen.
Free from arthritis.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Free
Amen.
From high blood pressure. Free from arthritis in the name of Jesus. God bless you, sir. Why are they here? All of you that name? My dear, from Cross River, come. Father, in the name of Jesus, I stretch my hands over this lady. Look at me. You return back a living wonder. The Lord Himself, I release that grace. In the name of Jesus. Complete deliverance for your family. An end comes. In the name of Jesus Christ. The power of God is going to come on one of you. There is a unique expression of God's grace on one of you. I'll pray for everyone, but one of you. There is a grace you are about to drink from. I stretch my hands to you. Jane. Is it Jane? Jane or Janet? Something like that. We may not have the time. Our time is gone. I'm trying to work that we close on time. You know the times now. You are wearing like a yellow something with white. Is there someone like that? Come, madam. Where are you coming from? What's your name?
My name is Janet.
From where?
From Zaria.
Come. Shilaski Branda Gabisi. Ayo. 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 You are inside this auditorium. Ayo.
Is I your male and female? Huh? What's your name? Ayomide. Is that your name? What's your name? Huh? Okay. I want to pray for you. There is this mama with the face mask, this one wearing this. Come. Let me pray for you. No, you can put up your face. Where are you coming from? From Kagoro. I want to pray for you. Remember not the former things, nor consider the things of old. The Lord is doing a new thing. I stretch my hands and I declare oppression comes to an end over your life and over your family in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray for you. Please stand up, ma. I rebuke the spirit of death. I'm seeing the month of June and I'm seeing you inside a coffin. I cancel it now in the name of Jesus. Hear me, let me speak to you. Whoever digs a pit for you, may that person fall inside that pit. I say it again, every manifestation of the spirit of death looking for anyone's destiny, with long life shall I satisfy you and show you my salvation. In the name of Jesus, I declare that the grave is shut over you. In Jesus' name I pray. My dear, lift your hands. Let me pray for you. In the name of Jesus Christ. The grace, the favor that needs to rest upon your life in this season, I declare over you, let it come now. There is an unction coming on you, my dear. You will never be the same. It's the favor of the Lord. It comes upon you. That lady holding a Bible, I'm seeing an angel pouring oil on her. Step into a new dimension in the name of Jesus Christ. You will start having prophetic dreams, prophetic encounters. God will begin to reveal things for you in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you, my friend. Where are you coming from? You're in Zaria here. In the name of Jesus Christ, may the Lord show you mercy. Show you mercy. Show you His grace. In Jesus' name. Mama, come. It's time for your story to change. Where are you coming from?
Come from Kaduna.
Kaduna,
yes.
You didn't come alone. Did you come alone? I'm seeing a boy. Where is he? Okay. Are you a son? Did you come with her?
Yeah, we came. We are three. We are four.
You came with her. My question.
Yes, sir.
Where are you coming from?
We are from Ebonyi State, but we reside in Southern Kaduna.
Southern Kaduna. I want to pray for you. No. Just stand, Mama. You don't have to kneel, please. You see, seasons can change. This is something I want you to know. And it's not only time that changes seasons. Prophecy can change seasons. Hallelujah. Mama, I want to pray for you and for your son and by extension the children, that in the name of Jesus, God will change your season. The Bible says, turn again the captivity. Turn again our captivity like the streams of the Negev. I stretch my hands towards you and I declare grace, grace for you, for a change of season. For you, my friend, I want to pray. What do you do? You're a business person?
Yes.
Is that all you do?
Let's keep going. Service.
I want to pray for you. You are going to become a great leader. I stretch my hands, the grace for leadership. May that grace come upon your life. In the name of Jesus Christ, drink of that grace.
you will never be the same. It's an ignition. It will set you on fire. Your life will be turned into another man. In the name of Jesus Christ. Mama, the pain that you feel around your abdominal region, in the name of Jesus Christ, amen, it will never return to you again.
Amen.
And I want to pray, well, when I'm praying for the sick, then you will come, huh? That medical report will not kill you. You hear what I'm saying?
Amen.
It will not kill you, where?
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We have to pray against cancer. There are medical practitioners here, and this is an onslaught from darkness to just attack people's destinies and destroy them. Very deadly evil. We have to rebuke that spirit. I hope I'm not wasting your time. In the name of Jesus, the spirit that backs cancer, sending it to families, sending it to bodies, to destroy and cut short the life of people. Help them. You see what is happening? In the name that is above all names, any family here that has been appointed that they would diagnose you or someone around your family with that evil, right now in the name of Jesus, wherever that arrow comes from, Shemata Askebata, Reketelikate Brandaskatibata, we send it back to hell now. We send it back to hell now. Those following online, we send it back to hell now. You are sick in your body, lay your hands there right now. We're doing our best to see that we do not so compromise on some of the COVID principles. There's only so much we can do. Lay your hands right there. Please expect a miracle right now. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth. If it's a part of your body you cannot touch, just lay hands on your chest. If it's a part of your body you cannot touch, just lay hands on your chest. All those who are here under the anointing, I command the spirits that trouble you to go now. Go out of their lives, their families, forever. In the name of Jesus, I speak peace, I speak rest. Now, let it be gone in the name of Jesus Christ. No divination and no enchantments against you will prosper. In the name of Jesus, let's pray for the sick. Let me tell you this. Look up, please. Every manifestation of sickness is a call of death. It's a token of death. Are we together now? Because when sickness comes, the goal is not just to leave you sick. Now, here and there are just biological occurrences here that can be managed just by good health, exercise. But there are sicknesses you know. This one is not a medical condition. It comes under the guise of a medical condition. I want to pray for you now. In the name of Jesus, if you're standing for someone, please agree by faith. I'm seeing some of you lift photos. I really wish that we could lay hands on people and pray, but so that we may not have issues with authorities. I want to pray, but I want you to believe. Lay your hands. Believe by faith.
This is the place of encounter. Do to me what you want. This is the place of revival. Do to me what you want. This is the place where where your life is changed.
Do to me what you want.
In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Shout a loud amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. I command every devil behind every disease, every sickness, every infirmity, I command be gone now in the name of Jesus. Be gone now in the name of Jesus. Then I decree and declare, be healed now. Help them, please. Be healed in the name of Jesus. I rebuke every oppression now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Every bone condition in the name of Jesus, be healed now. Every blood condition in the name of Jesus, be cleansed now. Every malfunctioning organ, hear the word of the Lord. We declare a supernatural creative miracle right now. Every cardiovascular issue, in the name of Jesus, be healed now. Everyone, especially those following online, some in hospitals, suffering from COVID-19, in the name that is above all names, we declare as the Church of the Living God, by the power that raised Christ from the dead, be healed now. Be cleansed now. Be healed now. Be cleansed now. HIV, be healed now. Peptic ulcer, be healed now. Migraine headache, be healed now. Issue of blood, be healed now. Every kind of growth around your body, be healed now. Pile, be healed now. All sorts of ulcers, be healed now. Lump on your breast area or any part of your body, we cast it by the power that raised Christ from the dead. There's someone here, you have a problem with your breast, and already from the medical report, the way it is going, if God does not help you, they will have to cut it off. I pray right now, by the power that raised Christ from the dead, let there be a supernatural miracle for you now. In the name of Jesus, a supernatural miracle now. There's someone, your body shakes, like it looks like Parkinson's disease, but you're not old enough to have that kind of thing, and then it's not shaking under the anointing. This is a very demonic occurrence. The power of God is coming on you now, and that ends that evil in the name of Jesus Christ. Every long-standing issues that have refused to go, in the name that is above all names, they must answer to the word of God now. Let me pray for all of you who are lifting up the medical reports or the names of maybe loved ones that you're trusting God for. I stretch my hands, all of them who desire healing, in the name that is above all names, supernatural healing for them now. Supernatural healing for them now. Supernatural healing for them now. In the name of Jesus. Now, did you bring your prayer requests? Please, very quickly. Whilst everyone prays in the spirit, we are praying in the spirit. Ushers, PR, please help them very quickly. In 2-3 minutes, let's make this happen.
If you are yet to write, write quickly. Those online, I'm sure we have received your prayer request. Please, let's have it very quickly. We need to pray. Whilst that is happening, everyone, please be in the mood of prayer. We are praying. We are praying. The meeting is still on. Overflow 1, 2, 3, 4. Following online, please lift your voice. Pray. Just hand over your request. Someone will be waving his or her hands. Ushers, please help them. PR, help them, please. Let's make this happen very quickly. Or someone can collect it on their behalf and just lift it up. Please. We're about to pray.
You are the covenant keeping God. You are the covenant keeping God. Yahweh, the covenant keeping God. Yahweh, the covenant keeping God. You are the covenant keeping God. The covenant keeping God.
Are you still praying? Father, my life must change. I came believing that you are able. Lift your voice and pray. Don't miss any moment in this service. Where are you coming from? Yes. Huh? Zaria here. Come. I want to pray for you. God is going to use you. He will use you for His glory. Don't despise yourself. You will be a mighty tool in the hand of God. I stretch my hand to you. Let grace be poured upon you. Don't cry. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, you will be used by God. And that illness that plagues you comes under judgment now. I command it to give way at the instance of the word. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Please, if you are yet, just wave yours. And someone, if no one is there to pick yours, just wave it. Those online following from whatever nation, connect by faith. We are praying now. Our usual culture is to ask all of the people trusting God for miracles to come out, and then we just spread some of the leaders and ministers to do a quick work. But I doubt if we're going to be able to use 10 minutes to do that, because sometimes ministering like that, even though we make contact, but it's going to be difficult. And then so that it doesn't give an impression like we are not completely law-abiding, you know, the times and the laws of the land may not allow for that kind of contact. So I hope you understand. But by faith, I want you to receive. We may not have the time, all of the time now, but I want you to receive. We're about to pray. Please, let's have all the requests. If you're writing, write quickly, because these Egyptians you see today, in the name of Jesus, someone is waving. Please, ushers, be attentive to them. I hope there's someone collecting for overflow 3 by the roadside, overflow 2. Is there someone doing that? Those of you who sent it through our media, our social media platforms, believe by faith. Oh, yeah, yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. Yahweh. Let your kingdom come, let your will be done, Yahweh. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 6. The Bible says, be anxious for nothing. It says, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known. Don't assume that he knows it. It says, let your request be made known. So this is a prophetic instruction, an act of faith, making our request known by writing it down, by bringing it before the altar of the Lord. We're coming to he who has the ability and the power to answer prayers. And whilst I bow my knees like Paul would do for the church in Ephesus, I'd like you to pray by faith, and I'd like you to make strong decrees by faith that this Egyptian that I see today, you know what you wrote here. I'd like you to release your faith and say, this is 2021. As a global family, this is our year of victory. It must speak in my life. Lift your voice and begin to pray. 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 Sheba kataparus kadebalata. Shaprande getemas kandipala. Ebrakotos sotoparita bash. Lekete pranda kataprande getebalados. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus Christ, I stand prophetically upon this request and I decree and declare that everything written here in the name of Jesus, who is the Son of the living God, let it return to you as testimonies. Everything written. Help those under the anointing. Miracles are already happening. Every breakthrough that is needed in your life, I release it to you in the name of Jesus. Every situation and every issue of concern spying upon your liberty in Christ, in the name of Jesus, it is silenced now. It is silenced now. It is silenced now. Whatever you wrote here that must end, we agree that it ends now. Whatever you wrote here that must begin, we agree that it begins now. Whatever you wrote here that must continue, we declare that it continues in the name of Jesus. Whatever you wrote here that must be judged, we declare judgment upon it now. In the name of Jesus. Listen. Whoever you stood in for here by faith, they may not have been able to make it and may not even be following online, but out of your compassion you were able to involve them here. May the angel of the Lord's presence, may the good hand of God locate them wherever they are across this globe, and work wonders in their lives. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now I'd like you to receive the prophetic words. It's a season of victory. I want you to please believe. Words are powerful. I declare that from now, step into a season of joy and laughter. Step into a season of joy and laughter. It says, you have turned my mourning into dancing, my sorrow to joy. I call to end the days of sorrow. I call to end the days of mourning. I appoint unto you a new season of laughter. In the name of Jesus, whatever represents stagnation in your life that will not let you move forward, I break you from whatever is stopping your advancement. I break you from whatever is stopping your advancement. And in the name of Jesus, go forward. In the name of Jesus, go forward. In your career, go forward. In ministry, go forward. In business, go forward. In your academics, go forward. Hallelujah. I prayed over a church yesterday where I ministered the grace for visibility. The Bible says you are a city that is set on a hill. You see, one of the ways that God brings honor to you is to give you visibility. Visibility means He gives you an exalted platform where your gift, your grace, and your value can be discerned, can be engaged, and can be rewarded. We all need this in our lives. There are many gifted people without a platform that gives them visibility. When it was time for Jesus to enter into Jerusalem, He didn't say, well, I'm King of Kings. He said, bring a donkey. I need something that elevates me so that in that exalted position, I can have a triumphant entry. A triumphant entry cannot happen when your feet is still on the ground. It needs to be exalted. I prophesy to someone, in the name of Jesus, in this season, the supernatural platform that God would have to give your ministry, your business, to give you multiplied visibility, receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Some of you here in ministry,
and you love the Lord with all your heart, but the truth is that the current level of grace you carry, you have the work that now is before you, you will need a higher level of grace. The level of grace that you now have, you will not be able to do much. Our possibilities are governed, among many other factors, by the quality and the dimension of grace that is upon us. So grace and peace is multiplied. I pray for you. Everyone here who is in the work of the ministry and you are experiencing limitation, maybe there's no church growth, maybe resources, there are no destiny helpers, in the name of Jesus Christ, step into a new season of impact. I place a grace upon you. Step into a new season of impact. In the name of Jesus Christ. Can I pray for our families? We're advocates of the corporate prosperity of both individuals and families. Because you see, if you rise and you're experiencing God alone, you are still not free. The anointing is coming on this lady, you. Bringing to end everything that is not of the Christ. Listen, do you know? Let me tell you what is happening in the realm of the spirit. For every word that I utter, you are just saying amen. But you see, this is what happens. Every word, the sound you see, enters your ears and stops there. But the anointing that is on the sound rests on your head and begins to make your life. Are you seeing that now? It makes your life to respond in a way and manner that must make that prophetic word come to pass. So don't just shout amen like you do to a preacher. What is happening is that there are layers and layers of spiritual things on your head. Layers. So when you leave, you are living with layers of possibilities. And you find out that things begin to shift in your life. This gentleman, I don't know who you are. Come. Your life is about to change. Stand up. Where are you coming from? From Taraba. God will use you greatly. Take that fire. Take that fire. In the name of Jesus Christ, you will never be the same. Pick him up. In the name of Jesus, serve God with sincerity. Serve God with integrity. Bring him closer. There is something he's receiving. I impart upon you the grace for signs and wonders, multiplied influence, visibility. In the name of Jesus Christ, go and do exploits for the kingdom. This lady, come. Run, come. Receive that grace. It will turn you into a sign and a wonder. I ignite that prophetic fire within your spirit. Receive of that grace. You will never be the same. Never be the same. Signs and wonders. An uncommon ministry. In the name of Jesus Christ. Nobody like you, Lord. Nobody like you, Lord. Oh. Nobody like you, Lord. Nobody like you, Lord. Every mountain that has refused to shift over your life and your destiny, in the name of Jesus, I decree and declare over you, that mountain be taken from off you right now. That mountain be taken from off you right now. Let me pray over your finances. Do you know why? Because there is something lack of resources can do to your focus and your concentration. Are we together now? It's a cost to spend your life looking for money. There are things you will not be able to do for the kingdom. I know some of you are trusting God for jobs. I know some of you are trusting God for all kinds of liftings. But hear me. Hear me. God put the apostolic and the prophetic, the realm of the spirit, is an advantage to your pursuit. So that there are occurrences that happen at the instance of intellect There are occurrences that happen at the instance of time. There are occurrences that happen at the instance of your value. But there are occurrences that happen at the instance of the prophetic. In the name of Jesus, I declare, God who has helped me, God who has helped this ministry, I cry unto God who is called Ebenezer, receive supernatural financial favor. Supernatural financial favor. I open up doors for you in the spirit. I open up doors for you. Doors of opportunity. Doors of favor. May God connect you to people, connect you to platforms, connect you to opportunities for your lifting in the name of Jesus Christ. Hear me? I truly speak over your life by the Spirit of grace. Between now and the end of March, I elevate you to a higher dimension financially. Hallelujah. We're wrapping up. Let me pray for your spiritual life. See, listen, hold on. No matter what you do right, if your spiritual life goes wrong, your life is wrong. Did you hear what I said? No matter whether you are prospering, getting jobs, having children, if your walk with God goes wrong, the result is that your entire destiny is wrong. I'm about to pray for your spiritual life. Some of you love the Lord, but many things have happened around your life, your spiritual life. Your fire may not be the way it used to be. Your hunger may not be the way it used to be. Your zeal for the house of God may not be the way it used to be. That lady near the door, the hand of God is coming on her. That's right. I want to pray for you that the fire upon your altar will not go down. Father, every spirit of lukewarmness, prayerlessness, wordlessness, I crush that spirit now. Receive fresh hunger for the things of God. Fresh hunger for the things of God. Fresh passion for spiritual things. May your prayer fire multiply now. The grace to pray, the grace to fast, the grace to intercede, receive it in the name of Jesus. The grace to sit down and study. The grace to sit down and study. Receive that grace in the name of Jesus. Hear me. Every wrong association and wrong relationship that will not promote your spiritual health, I cut you away from it now. Let me pray for those trusting God for jobs. If you are here and you are trusting God for a job, my God, I pray that you will honor this word by much miracle service in the name that is above all names. Prophetically, we shift systems and structures and we create space for you. Help them, please. We shift systems and structures in the name of Jesus Christ. Every dying business here, you are losing, you are not prospering, you are discouraged. In the name of Jesus, whatever it is that you are involved with, I give it life in the name of Jesus. Let me pray for students, undergraduate, postgraduate, in the name of Jesus. The spirit of excellence, the grace that makes for extraordinary academic achievements, receive that grace in the name of Jesus. Receive that grace in the name of Jesus. Receive that grace in the name of Jesus. Retentive memory, exceptional spirit, in the name of Jesus Christ. Listen, I know that many of the campuses have resumed, and because of the nature of the times that we live, both nursery, primary, secondary, tertiary institutions, they have to rush you because, you know, you don't have the best of convenience. And for some of us, naturally, it would take time to assimilate, but right now it looks like they have to crash on you. In the name of Jesus, supernatural understanding, I release it upon you. Supernatural understanding. All those who are students, trusting God for accommodation, trusting God for a destiny helper to help you. You don't have to go around living your life, go around meeting men, meeting women, because you are trying to raise money for accommodation. I pray for you. May the mercy of God open up strange doors for you. I pray for everyone here who has a project on ground, whether building project, whatever kind of project you are on. The hand of Zerubbabel that began that work, I decree and declare that same hand will complete it. Receive the finisher's anointing. Receive the finisher's anointing. In the name of Jesus Christ. Two more prayers and we're done. Hear me. The spirit of kidnapping, where someone just leaves his house and all of a sudden people just come and carry them, take them somewhere, and now are asking for, evil people asking for ransom money that if the family had, they would use it to build a house or do something productive. Please hear the prayer. One of the blessings of the prophetic is to establish the security that is in Christ. It says, 1,000 shall fall by your side and 10,000 by your right side, but none shall harm you, that with your eyes shall you see and behold even the reward of the wicked. I pray for you. Any gang up against you and your loved ones in the afternoon, in the morning, in the night, whether through acts of terrorism, whether through the sword, in the air, on land, in the name of Jesus, it is averted forever. Averted forever. And I declare over your life, hear me, I declare over your life, anyone who will not let you rest in this season, the Bible says the Lord of peace shall give you peace always by all means. I declare, may that by all means grace come upon you and judge everything that will not give you rest. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus. For those of you who travel from far, risking yourself on the road to be here, I pray for you. As you are returning back, carry a strange unction for supernatural manifestations. Carry a strange unction for supernatural manifestations. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Let me encourage you. Please make up your mind that this is the season where you will take God seriously. Make up your mind that this is the season you will be committed to the house of God. Make up your mind that this is the season you will edit good friends. You are as born again as your association. Are we together now? Make up your mind that this is the season you will take the matters of your destiny serious. Now, there are some of you here listening to me who are saying, Apostle, I confess that I need Jesus in my life. I've not taken my destiny as serious. I have not taken my life as serious. Some of you are outside, overflow 1, 2, 3, following online. Please listen carefully. There are some of you who are saying, Apostle, if you will give me a chance, I want to make it right with God tonight. Wherever you are, if you are in overflow 1, 2, 3, and by the roadside, you can walk up and come here. But those who are in overflow 3, please walk to your projector screen. Those who are online, connect. Please stand. Let's celebrate them while they come. Very quickly. Koinonia. Celebrate them while they come. Celebrate them while they come.
is your name in the book of life. Is your name in this book of life? Yeah.
Keep coming. Don't be tired of clapping. Celebrate them.
You have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back.
Keep coming.
You have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. You have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back.
Hallelujah. Just so that those coming can have a little space. Hallelujah. Now, I salute every, look at me please. I salute every single one of you. It is a noble thing to hand your life over to Jesus and to receive his life in exchange. Most times when you make an altar call, you know, people come as though they are coming from or towards a funeral. No. Imagine that you are being given an award. The only thing is that this award will live through eternity. Are we together? Thank you. Some of you are making this decision for the first time. Some of you are making it. I saw one little boy with his mom or so. What a joy. It's such a precious thing when little children come to Jesus. Praise the Lord. Now, all of you, please lift your right hand. Say this after me. Mean it from the depth of your heart. Jesus is here. Say, Lord Jesus, I love you. And I believe in you that you are the Son of God. Tonight, I ask for forgiveness of sin. I receive your life into my spirit. I receive the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness. And I declare that from today, I am a child of God, now and forever. Amen. Let me pray for you. I stretch my hands towards all of you and I pray. The grace that keeps, may that grace keep you. The grace that lifts, may that grace lift you. The grace that secures, may that grace secure you in Christ. From today, the power of sin, Satan, and the grave and the devil is broken over your life. I declare that you walk in newness of life. In the name of Jesus, you are saved. You are of the fold. And you continue to grow and are built and are established to be mighty vessels for the kingdom. I commend you to the ministry of the Holy Spirit, that he will turn you into signs and even wonders. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you very much. Now very quickly, I want you to follow. There's a gentleman waving his hands. All of you in concert, you could take this road or this one. Anyone, please just follow them quickly. There will be a group of people who will just get your information quickly, and you'll be back. Let's celebrate them very quickly.
We believe you are mightily blessed. To connect with the ministry and get more from Apostle Joshua Selman, follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Koinonia ENI to stream Koinonia Live.
Go to luxella.com/koinonia-radio and download the teachings on koinoniadownloads.org. For questions and inquiries, call 0814-721-4444 or 0907-777-7853. We love and celebrate you.